Giorgiani, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and you. You're the key person, and today is Miracle Monday. That's right, we're talking all about miracles, because God is in the miracle business, isn't he? Well, I hope you believe that, and we need to build confidence around the world that he definitely is in the miracle business. Small miracles, big miracles, miracles that you've heard from friends or family members, this is the show to call in, and this is the particular episode that I really need you to call in and share your stories worldwide, because that's the platform we have here on EWTN, because it's the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. So if you're listening anywhere in the world, please call in if you have a miracle story. And don't think to yourself, you know, I don't want to share my miracle story. I'm going to be bragging. Oh, or my miracle story doesn't matter. There's bigger miracles needed out there. Nope, nope, nope. Every miracle is very, very important. So please pick up the phone. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We consider you part of the family. We have Matt Kabinsky on the phones, and we want to hear your miracle story or how you feel about miracles. Do you pray for miracles? Do you pray for a physical healing? Do you pray for a spiritual healing, an emotional, mental healing? You know, all sorts of things about miracles we want to talk about. Maybe you really feel like, you know, you read it in the Bible all about the miracles that Jesus performed, but you know, you don't believe it for you. Let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Miracle Monday today. Share your miracles. I've got a miracle for you that I'm going to share, but I want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, like I said, we have Matt Kabinsky on the phones. We have Rich Jesse on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Happy Monday to you. And we have our producer, Michael McCall, on the controls, making us sound, making me sound, and you when you call in, crystal clear, so that the whole world can hear you. This live call-in platform is so important right now for the laity to come together and to share our lived experiences so we can learn and grow together as the mystical body of Christ. We need to build confidence in God, you guys, and this platform can do it, because people are listening in the privacy of their homes, in their cars, in nursing homes, in hospital rooms, in prisons, just carrying the app with them, traveling. They're listening. They are listening, and they're absorbing, and God is using the radio airwaves. I love how Father Thomas Loya, host of Light of the East, said that God is sanctifying the airwaves. Yes, he is. It's God's megaphone. And it's our chance to really shout to the world how much we love God, how much we believe in God, how much we believe in miracles. I will never give up on miracles. I've seen too many of them. I've seen small ones. I've seen huge miracles. I've seen physical healings. I've seen emotional healings, mental healings. I have seen spiritual healings. I have seen marriages being saved as a miracle. I've seen babies being born that were miracles. Catholic radio definitely played a part in so many of these situations where God is tapping people through the radio airwaves. What a beautiful way that God is using technology. Isn't it amazing? That's a miracle. I just love it. But we want to hear your miracles. This is Miracle Monday. This is your show. And I need you to fill up every single phone line plus. We go very fast. We learn a lot. We grow. And hopefully we're a little bit changed at the end of this hour, a little bit closer to God. All you have to do is grab your phone. It's somewhere within reach. It's probably in your hand. And start dialing 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And let me share with you a couple other ways you can share your miracle stories. You can always email us, take2@EWTN.com. And Michael and I, we read, and so does Jerry, we read all of the emails, and then we try to respond if it's necessary, if you want a response, or we just let you know, we acknowledge that we just let you know that we've read your emails, and that's important. So we want to make sure we keep that going. You can also go on social media and any of the socials that we're on, you know, on YouTube or any of the other ones. And if you want to make a comment, Rich Jesse will pick it up and put it on the show document. So we will weave it into the discussion. But you can also text us. It's a really cool feature. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your miracle story. Now, it has to be really short. Just know that message and data rates may apply. But I'd really love to hear from you. We do have our first callers up and ready to go. And so when we, well, actually one just dropped. Oops, call back. Call back, please. I really want to use these the first opening minutes of the show just to make sure that everybody is up to speed on what we're talking about today. Because sometimes people will call in with prayer requests and things like that. But today is Miracle Monday. Now, if you're praying for a miracle and you want me to put intention in the prayer book, I'll happily do that, okay? Because miracles, you know, go along with prayer. So if you are praying for a miracle right now, you'd like us as the Take Two family to join in. If you believe in miracles, if you've had a miracle, big or small, I really and truly need to hear from you. If you dropped off, that you were just on the line there, if you dropped off, please call back because we look forward to your call. We don't believe there's any accident that you are calling in. We believe it's the Holy Spirit. So if you feel that tug in your spirit, please make sure you say yes and lean into it and let the good Lord speak through you. And that's important. So I believe it was Maureen was the first caller. Maureen, call back if you can. That would be fantastic. And when we come back, we'll get back to the phones and hear your miracle stories on this Miracle Monday here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Again, our producer, Michael McCall, this is his first day as our producer. Charles Beery has moved on, and we are so grateful to him for all his fine work. But Michael McCall is at the controls, and boy, oh boy, is he doing a great job, because he's ready to hit that pause button in just a moment. We'll take a brief announcement break, and then when we come back, we're going to go straight to the phones to hear your miracles, big or small, okay? All miracles matter, please. So call in 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. Please join us on this Miracle Monday. Tell us your story or listen in. We'll be right back. That's true. It's a miracle. It's a miracle just to be alive. Absolutely. So we want to be very grateful to God and say thank you each and every day we are breathing on this earth, because it's a miracle to be here. So many babies don't make it here. We know that. And so we should be very grateful that we are alive, even if our lives are very difficult. You know, some of us have a lot of things coming at us, and still we can maintain that joy. Why? Because we trust God above the storm, and that's a miracle. So there's so many miracles. There's ways we can look at this as miracles. But before I get to the phones, let me just share with our listeners about the rosary. Okay, so I I'm getting a lot of messages coming on social media, so that's great. I'm going to get to you guys. I'm going to try to weave you in a big time. So just know that. Please be patient, because you guys are so awesome on social media, and I'm waving to you again. I love you guys. Okay, let me talk about the Holy Rosary real quick. EWTN Radio brings you the Holy Rosary twice each day for over 30 years. Is that amazing? Tune in every morning at 5:30 Eastern for Mother Angelica, and every evening at 9:30 Eastern for Father Benedict Groeschel, and it's only on EWTN Radio. Okay, so what happened to Terry? Terry was going to be first. Maureen has called back, so that's fantastic. Maureen, I'll get to you in just a second, but Terry, if you'd like to call back, please please do so at 833-288-3986. I'm doing a shout out to Terry in Southern Florida. So, but let's go to, in the meantime, let's go to Maureen. Maureen's in Connecticut on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Maureen. Thanks so much for calling back, and welcome to Miracle Monday.
Yes. Hi. I'm calling for a friend, my daughter's friend. She's in a very difficult situation, and we need a miracle. she has an autistic son who's 11 years old and who can be extremely violent. He assaulted her many times. The Department of Children and Family won't do anything to help her. He's there in the emergency room right now as we speak because he tried to assault her on the highway in the car when she was taking him to school. The hospital, when they bring him to the emergency room, which is where they're at now, they won't do anything. They make her the villain, the mother, and they want her to figure it out. And she can't leave him with his father because his father is an addict, and that's just not an option. This girl has had an extremely difficult life, extremely, right from day one. She's from more or less a depraved environment, and there's just nowhere for her to turn. And no matter how many rosaries I say, I don't know, maybe I could do better, do more. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't, it seems like there's no break for her. There's no break. She needs help. She mm-hmm. needs help. She can't get him into a group home because she would have to sign over all her rights to him. It's sure. just a terrible, terrible situation.
Yeah.
You know, these agencies you think are going to help, the police, you know, the DYC, all these places, mm-hmm. they're really all paper tigers. They're not going to do anything.
Well, you know, that's why... That's why the church always believes in making sure we take care of our own communities, where we live, our own parishes, our own neighborhoods. And that's the principle of subsidiarity, where it starts at the local level. So what you're saying is, Maureen, is we need to rally around her with prayer and whatever support we can give her. So a couple things I just wanted to share. Well, actually, I want to ask you a question. Does she have a strong faith, or what? Can you give us a little bit of background on her spiritual state?
She came into the church about a year ago, and she got baptized. And her son, we were able to get him baptized as well because okay. she comes from no religion. So she does have that. Okay. I think it's for her, it's just survival day to day. How much she prays, can pray, have energy to pray, I'm not sure.
Sure. Okay, so first I just want to say your rosaries are very, very important. You're probably not going to see it, you know, now or maybe even in your whole lifetime, but your rosaries are very, very important. So if you would please keep those up. God knows who this friend of your daughter's is, so I put her in the book and her child as well. But here's something that's very important. And Adam Bly and I were talking about this this past weekend on the spirit world. The use of fasting has oftentimes is very much overlooked. It's for some reason fasting, and I think in my opinion it's the demon's way of distracting us and getting us off of wanting to fast. What I would do, Maureen, if you can, is organize a group, a prayer group around her that you can take turns morning, noon, and night, people that are willing to pray and then people that are willing to pray and fast. They don't have to fast from food, but I've seen it many, many times. When there is a situation going on where it seems like something is completely happening to this one person and they can't get a break and they can't seem to get help and they can't get the resources they need and things aren't moving forward and they're getting stuck and things are just happening to them over and over again. And you're like, oh my goodness, this is just pouring on them. You know, it's a storm that they're in and there's no relief. When there is a structured prayer team of prayer and fasting around this person, I have seen miracles, and I mean major miracles. As a matter of fact, there's a movie that was written about it. The boy that almost drowned and then died, and then his parents, formed that prayer team, and the mother wouldn't give up, and the boy recovered. There's a movie on it, but there's many movies about this because it's just the way it works. God wants us to participate and help others, because when one of the body of Christ is hurting, we're all hurting. So I don't know if you thought about that yet, about structuring, but here's the key. You want, I know this is going to sound strange, but you want people to pray morning, noon, and night. You never want to have anybody stop praying for her and fasting for her so that she gets the resources around her. And then ask her to be receptive to when she sees somebody come in into view, or when things start happening that is relief. Make sure she receives it, that she doesn't push it away. So I don't know if you thought about that, but I just wanted to introduce that. What do you say?
Okay, well, I have a couple of questions. So
sure.
Right now I'm already fasting from my son's vocation,
mm-hmm.
And my daughter is two. Mm-hmm. Should we make this something completely different? Like, don't piggyback it onto what I've already given up for him. Give up something specifically for me.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good question. You can talk to different people, and especially people in spiritual direction. Everybody will kind of give you a little bit of a different answer. I would say in this case, if you're talking about your son's vocation, I would keep that definite and very specific with the Lord. And then I would add a separate discipline, if you will, with you and your daughter, and then others that can take part to specifically mention this gal and her son. And because it's very important to be very specific with God. So I would say add a second one.
Okay. So this has to be like every hour around the clock.
Yes.
In other words?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Let me.
So people need to get up for an hour at night, in other words, and pray.
Yeah. Get 24, yeah, get 24, 30 people, 50 people, whatever you got to do 15 minutes, a half hour, and say, please, would you sign up for, we need to do this. We need to really I just got chills. Okay. I could feel the Holy Spirit on this. Yes. What you want to do is organize round the clock prayer and fasting for this gal and her son.
Okay. All right. Can you put their names in the book? Her
sure.
first name is Courtney, and mm-hmm. her son, who's 11, is Ben.
Ben. Okay. Okay. And we've got the general prayers going for them for the Take Two family. So just know that we've got that covered. But I can tell you that the people that really organize a prayer team around a specific situation with prayer and fasting that is committed, they almost always see forward movement in a very wonderful way, whether it's spiritually, whether it's, a physical situation changing, all sorts of things. I've seen people come into view. I've heard stories of angels showing up, and I mean, it's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the extraordinary things, the results of people coming together in dedicated prayer.
Okay. The only other thing I want to add is,
sure.
if you want to put my son's name in the book, his name is Michael, mm-hmm. and he entered his novitiate in an order, the Benedictines of the Divine Will. If you could just keep them in your prayers, that would be really great.
Absolutely. And Maureen, I put you in as well, and I put your whole family. So we've got Michael in the book.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much. I listen to you all the time. You have a great show.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Keep us posted on Courtney, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay, I know that was a little bit longer, but I think that helped everybody to know that you can do that as well. If you want to see a potential miracle happen, you can be part of it by doing the same thing, by organizing a really structured prayer team. Let's get to Ed from Buffalo, New York on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Ed. Thanks so much for waiting and welcome.
Oh, hi. Well, what I wanted to tell you about was it probably would not meet the church criteria for a miracle, but all of us who were involved in it regarded it as a miraculous curing, help, assistance. about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago in New Jersey, one of my friends called me and said that he had to take his wife to the hospital. He had a tremendous headache. When they got there, they looked at her at the original hospital and said, like, you need to go right away to a neurological hospital. They transported her down to Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And the chief of neurology happened to be there at the time she arrived. He looked at what they had, and he went out and told her husband that she has two aneurysms deep into the brain, and we are going to have to operate, but I want you to know right up front that there is an 85% chance that she will die on table.
Ooh.
That's how deep these are and how difficult the surgery is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
As he was preparing, his number two guy happened to come in just to check messages or mail or something like that. He grabbed hold of him and said, look, this is what we got. Can you suit up and come on in here with me? The guy said, absolutely. They did the surgery. They actually were able to do whatever you do with aneurysms and put the stents in there to take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
By the next day, she was sitting up in the chair fine. Now, wow. The reason I say miraculous on this kind of thing, not only because of the great medical work, but preparatory to that, Father Timothy from one of the Consolata Fathers up in New Jersey mm-hmm. did a mass for her healing. The nuns up over here put their rosary crew together, prayed for her healing, and a Divine Mercy Chapel was done for her. The doctor himself told my friend that I like to think that it was because you had a really great surgical team here. And hopefully that was a part of it. But somebody was looking out for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. See, and Ed, there's no accident that you were right behind Maureen. You heard me talking to Maureen, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying about when you have a dedicated, very specific routine of praying for a person and their healing. And then you said about the mass being offered for her, the healing mass. Yes, mass is so important. That's why there are healing masses for people to go to. That's why it's important to go to adoration. It's important to say the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Anytime we participate in the potential of a miracle happening, God is pleased because God is saying to us, I mean, God is, we're saying to God, God, we recognize that you can do all things, right? Nothing is impossible with God. And we know that. And we are entering into that with our faith and our trust in you, Lord, whatever that is, whether it's a physical healing, a spiritual healing, whatever. In this case, this was miraculous. She pulled through. And so there's a reason. And I'm sure that by her pulling through, it really bolstered all of you guys' faith around, you know, the faith that you guys have around her has been lifted, like you said, with the medical staff and everything. The miracles happen for the person in particular, but also for everybody around them. What do you say to that, Ed?
I think you're 100% right. And it really was, well, miraculous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And praise be to God. But God, the interesting thing about what you shared in your story is God loves. He loves to show his magnificence. When somebody gives a statistic like 85% of the chance, you know, you're not going to make it, or, you know, you have a, you know, 90% chance you're not going to make it, or it's you're almost certain you're going to die. He loves to show up. He loves to show his magnificence, but he wants us to believe. And that's where we participate. That's where we cooperate. And he loves that relationship and that understanding, if you will, that what we understand about him and what he knows to be true and what is so important. And we have faith and trust in him. I love your story, Ed. And how is she doing today?
She's fine. Awesome. 100% back on her game.
Awesome. Way to go. See, praise be to God. All heaven is amazing. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. We appreciate it, Ed. Thank you, and have a beautiful rest of your day in Buffalo. Thank you. We're going to get, when we come back, we'll get back to the phones. Grace is going to be coming up next, so hang on, Grace. Terry, if you want to call back, I think Patty's calling back, so that's wonderful. So if you dropped, call back. Miracle Monday. Truly really is a miracle, and God is in the miracle business. This is Miracle Monday. We'll get back to the phones in just a second. I wanted to share with you Michael McCall so quick, our producer. He was able to pick up the name of the film that I was referring to. It's called Breakthrough, and it was done in 2019, and it's a true story about a young boy who slipped into the he was with friends playing and he drowned, and then he his parents just nonstop prayed for this young boy, and he recovered. And it really truly is an inspiring story. So it's called Breakthrough. Just wanted to let you know, we like to keep you up to date on everything. By the way, we'll post some more things on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So just don't forget to like us there. Okay, Patty, you'll be right behind Grace. Grace is up next from Northwest Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Grace. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. What do you think of this Miracle Monday?
Okay?
Yes, perfectly. Go right ahead.
Yes. Okay. Back in 2007, my parents, they were elderly, 80 and 87, and I was the one elected to take them to my nephew's, which would be their grandson's, wedding down at Washington and Lee University in Virginia. My father, God rest his soul, was not an easy person to travel with, so I was on edge anyway, but all went well. We got to Virginia. Just as I'm getting off the highway to go to the hotel, which is right across the road, the vehicle starts to act up. We had a full-size conversion van, and it hesitated, like it didn't want to go, so on and so forth. Long story short, Washington and Lee, it's not a big community. Couldn't find anybody to really look at it. Wasn't 100% sure. My husband, I called him at home, who's, 480 miles away.
Sure.
What do you think? He had no ideas. So anyway, he said, just do your best. When you leave on Sunday, stop, make sure the brakes, aren't tied up, this kind of stuff. So Saturday evening before I went to bed, prayed, dear Jesus, get me to Ohio. I felt like if I got to Ohio, I'd be okay. I didn't want to be greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, the same prayer. We traveled. I did what my husband suggested, stopping, checking to make sure that the tires weren't hot, No problems. We stopped a couple of times to give mom and dad a break. My sister was there with her husband following just in case. So I told her, I said, well, the first exit in Ohio, because they wanted to stop in Marietta themselves. I said, I'll get dad something to eat and then, we should be fine. You can go on your way. I've had no trouble. So I missed the first exit, but like 2 miles up was another one and I pulled off, nothing there. But I said to her, hey, we've gone 287 miles, no issues. We'll be fine. I said, go ahead. She pulls away. I try to go. And it's hesitating and won't go forward. I mean, it would go, but very slowly.
Sure.
I called her back real quick and I said, okay, we're out of luck. I'm going to have to figure things out between mom's towing, her AAA, mine. We can at least get it back home through towing, but you're going to have to take mom and dad with you. So did get it home, took it straight once we towed it myself with the towing, the different tow companies. Took it to our dealership. We always had our work done. Left him a note through the keys in the box. Said, Dave, call me in the morning. He called. I described what was going on. He said, it sounds like your transmission. You shouldn't have been able to drive. Mm-hmm. I said, Dave, let me tell you about my prayer. He calls me back later. It was the transmission. He said, I'm telling you right now, you should not have been able to drive that almost 300 miles with what was going on.
Wow.
I said, well, I told you my prayer, Dave.
Wow.
And I firmly to this day honestly believe. Of course, my mother would tease me, why didn't you pray to get home? Why are you still alive? But I really do firmly believe it was a miracle.
Well, yeah, yeah.
The Lord was driving us.
Yeah, praise be to God. And aren't you so in awe of God for doing that? I mean, isn't that just amazing?
Oh, yes. I mean, definitely. It was just like, because I had no worries at all that entire time.
Yeah.
It's like, this is going to work out. And even having to deal with getting it towed, because my mom had 100 miles free towing. I had 100 miles free towing. So, but it worked. It all fell into place. And I was at peace with everything that happened in Ohio.
Right.
And, I tell people all the time, don't give up.
Well, that, Yeah, that's another thing you stated that I think we need to emphasize, this idea of having that peace and having that confidence in God. Okay, we that's why prayers are effective. That's why prayers work, because it is a connection to God, and God responds. We have to build that trust and confidence in God. Jesus, I trust in you, right? When we show that, that God is much bigger than what we're going through, much stronger than what we're dealing with, and we show that, God shows up, and he shows up in a miraculous way. And so I love your story. Thank you so much for sharing it with the Take Two family.
You're welcome. And God bless you guys. I love listening to your show.
Oh, thank you. Well, we love you. Thank you so very much. We appreciate that. Okay, so Patty did call back. I'm just so grateful to Patty for calling back, because I love when I do shout outs and invites to call back, and you do. So Patty from Maryland, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Patty, thank you so much. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello, Patty. Go right ahead. Yep, Patty, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. Go right ahead.
Okay. My situation was that I was going late to church, like daily church, daily mass. Mm-hmm. And I, just a few minutes, you know, into mass, but then one day it was closer to like the gospel reading that was about to start, and I was just so upset with myself. And I said, I don't deserve to be here and to receive our Lord. It's just wrong. And so I walked out, and then I don't know what compelled me, but I walked back in, mm-hmm. and this was a little chapel, and there was this huge aroma of roses. It was very strange, and I even had to take it. I can look all around me, because I knew nobody came in after me, and nobody was there before me in the back when I had walked in originally. Mm-hmm. I just felt like maybe it was Our Lady telling me that, you know, it's okay. We want you here. You should be here. Our Lord mm-hmm. wants you here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget it. It was
right.
I really had to look all around me because it was so strange.
Right, right. So the odor of sanctity, when people experience it, it can sometimes actually, you can almost feel like you can't breathe. It's so overwhelming, right? It's not just like somebody walking past you with a perfume scent. This is something that you can tell it's all around you, correct?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It was
yeah.
just like I said, I had to just keep looking. It was so strange to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was humbling.
Well, humbling, but I'm sure it was also very comforting, and it was a sign of great love.
Yes, yes.
Yes, of great love from heaven to you. And that's very important. And that's why when we get these comfort moments from heaven, we should always, always talk about them and remember them, because we should keep it alive and help others to realize that. Now, not everybody gets that gift. Not everybody experiences that. And of course, we don't want to say, well, okay, yeah, okay, I get it all the time, and sorry, you don't get it. People get different comforting moments through people, through situations, through nature, through all sorts of things. But when you do experience something like that heavenly scent that is around you, you realize how close, how thin, how sheer that veil actually is. And that does bring tremendous strength to the soul. I'm sure that has always impacted you. How many years ago was it?
I don't know, maybe a few years ago.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Three or four years ago.
Well, the interesting part about that is, you know, some people, and you felt it was the Blessed Mother, so that's a beautiful thing. Some people feel it's a particular saint, like Saint Therese, or, you know, a saint. And I will tell you that oftentimes people will experience it when they are going to a particular saint and they're asking for an intercession, and they really are at a moment where they're just starting to maybe feel a little bit of doubt or a little bit of uneasiness, and they're in, you know, like, am I, like you said, am I worthy? And then all of a sudden, here it comes. It's like, no, 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 you're okay. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay focused. And yes, heaven's got your back. So I love that you shared that, Patty. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. There was another situation, which I started, I had never heard about the seven sorrows
mm-hmm.
of Mary, mm-hmm. and I started to pray, and it was extremely intense because it's a tearjerker when
right.
you start to reflect on the seven sorrows. And I remember starting to pray the seven sorrows for several days. And then I have a little rosary that I usually tuck under my pillow
mm-hmm.
or like I hold it before I fall asleep and, or, you know, it's just there in the bed. And I woke up one morning and the rosary was over my head. I was wearing it like a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
That to me was very, like, again, because I don't ever wear the rosary like a necklace. You know, you hold it in your hand and you pray. And it was just so, like, I don't know. I can't explain it. I actually took a picture of me wearing it in my pajamas because it was so weird, and I told family members.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very strange.
Well, again.
And because I'm thinking, I get up during the middle of the night, and I was trying to figure it out. Would I put it over my head? And the worst thing was, like, when I went to take it off, it was a little hard to get off.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, how could I not have noticed, like, sit up and, like,
right.
somehow,
right.
you know, put it? It was just, I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that can be another comforting sign from heaven, or, you know, maybe your guardian angel assisted with that and put that and put the rosary around you for various reasons. Maybe it's a confirmation that, you know, the rosary in the, you said the seven sorrows devotion that you have participated in. See, that tells me when you get those God moments, those confirmations, keep going. Keep going. Stay very connected. Stay very deep, because there's a reason. You're getting those moments to keep you moving, and that's a good thing. So I would consider it all a gift, and it's just incredible. That's how God works. Thank you again for sharing, Patty. You're awesome. Thank you for calling back. We really needed to hear your call today, and I think it really helped others to build confidence that God is in this incredible miracle business of showing himself, all of heaven showing themselves for us, and that's important. I wanted to, I'll let you go on that. I wanted to go to Mary, but Mary, you dropped off. If you want to call back, please do so. We will push you to the front of the line. Mary, I was going to go to you next, but we'll, in the meantime, we'll go to Jimmy from Massachusetts on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks so much for waiting and welcome.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. I'm getting a little emotional because I absolutely love talking about God and his magnificence. So, but I get emotional at Hallmark commercials. So go right ahead.
Well, then you most certainly will appreciate what I have to say. I would need 45 minutes of your time to explain this to you, but I'm going to give you a synopsis.
Okay.
My girlfriend was going to St. Anne's, so we've been together in high school and for 5 years.
Okay, but Jimmy, real quickly, Jimmy, yep. Talk nice and loud because you're fading out just a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfect. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, so I was on a bus, for whatever reason why, at night in the winter from Boston to Springfield, and I thought I might find myself a friend on that bus, and I saw this woman, girl, come on. I was 19. And I moved up to the front of the bus to sit with her. And we talked briefly about what her major was and what I was doing. And then she said to me, would you like to give your life to Christ right now? Nighttime out, I'm in this bus. And I said, I'm a Baptist and confirmed Catholic, but I'll do it. So I sat back in that seat, and she said, okay, say, I love you, Jesus, whatever. I can't recollect what the language was, but suddenly all my faculties were gone. I was in this reddish pink, my whole body. I could see it, but not physically see it, because come to find out, my eyes were closed. And I thought it went on for 6 or 7 seconds, but for every instant, that love, that God was just expanding and expanding, and I didn't want it to go away, and then suddenly it was going away, and I said, no, out loud. Mm-hmm. And in any event, so I can't go too deep into that, but I thought I let this person, this woman, this girl off the bus ahead of me. I would step out of the aisle, but I was stunned. And then we went down the steps of the bus and dark out, and I thought we went down the steps because I thought about this for a long time. Mm-hmm. She was gone. And I ran in the terminal. I wanted to ask her, what did you have me say? But the impact of this ecstasy, which it was, trance-like state, and mm-hmm. it was. I was able to experience that because Christ said so. It was an angel, I know it was. No one saw this person, I'm certain, on this bus but me. And this is what happened to me in that respect. And I'm just going to say this, if I might, because I know you want to probably talk about it, but I had another occurrence 20 years later. It was a difficult time. And I'll just tell you what it was. I was on a road heading to a job. Very loud, wet road in the morning, 7 o'clock, busy mountain road. And I said, God, I did everything. I tried everything to resolve my wife's infidelity and taking up, leaving our marriage. And I said, I tried, and three times I said, I've given it my all. I tried everything. And a voice said to me, "Is I entered into this white cloud, not my body, it was around me. And I entered into it like my face or my head was in it. And all my faculties were suspended. I wasn't driving anymore, though I was. And this voice said to me, what I did not want to hear, your life with him is complete. I have a new life for you now. Walk with me. Follow me. Look at all I've done for you. Love those who love you, as evidently I was. And the thing that really stunned me, I had to get off the road because I didn't have paper. You can't get off this road, so I had to go to this mountain restaurant about a tenth of a mile up the road because I suddenly was driving again. I'm like, but I had to write it down because I didn't think it, and I would never think that. I wanted it back with all my heart, but I wrote it on my hand. These details show how it really did happen, and Father Val was wonderful to me as he let me speak with him about this in life at the Newman Center on UMass. And mm-hmm. Father Daly, the vocation, I know a lot of priests in my life, but right. These things are, no one can tell me, he said to me, Father Bell, keep those moments in the front of your mind. So every day I do, mm-hmm. because I live every moment. Look at I'm not injured. I'm not sick. Everything is fabulous because I stay right here and wait to see what Jesus might ask me or ask mm-hmm. of me moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I've been with the church and I've done my thing. Right. But thank you for hearing my story.
Well, absolutely, and keep sharing it. And so when we, you know, our lives, our spiritual journey is a perpetual kind of act of conversion, right? We're constantly trying to pick ourselves up, avoid, you know, resist temptation and recommit to God. And we move on this journey back home to God, right? And so it's conversion after conversion after conversion and getting closer and closer to God. And through the moments that we get these gifts, and like you said, with the gal that was on that train in the being an angel. Okay, angels are messengers. So God wants that message for you. He wanted that message for you, Jimmy. You received it. You received it. And that angel did their part and they moved on. And so it's very interesting how God works in our lives if we choose to use those spiritual eyes and to recognize that we possibly are in the presence of angels and that things are happening to help us to strengthen that journey. And so I love that you're walking with the Lord so closely. I love that the Lord is showing up for you in very miraculous ways. And I think that's beautiful. I will tell you that I think that's open to everyone. If people choose to walk like that and to be very receptive to those God moments and the graces that come with it. So I just thank you so very much for sharing with us today. Again, your story, you did a great job at shrinking it down like the Reader's Digest version, but you did a great job in sharing the impact it had on you and the fact that you do believe and you are going to share. Why? Because you care about other souls. You know it to be true and you care about other souls. You're not saying, hey, look at me, this happened to me, you know, hope it can happen to you too. You're really sharing it because you know the truth of what God is capable of doing and what he wants to do for each and every one of us. Jimmy, thank you so much. God bless you. Continue to share that story. We're going to get to Wilma in Nova Scotia because Wilma sometimes calls in at the very end of the show, and I don't want to cut her off because I just love her to pieces. So Wilma, take it away. Hello, hello, Wilma. Are you with us?
Hi.
Hi. I'm here. Yes, I wanted to get you on the air. I didn't want to cut you off this time. I think last time I cut you off because we ran out of time.
Oh, that's fine, dear. No worries. I just wanted to ask you, you spoke about miracles, mm-hmm. and you said we're to pray morning, noon, and night.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know if you could explain that a little more.
Sure, absolutely. One of the things we do just by human nature is we set aside time for prayer, and prayer and dedicated prayer is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. But when we can devote round the clock prayer, we send a message to heaven that we are very committed to this. We take it seriously. We're willing to do whatever it takes to get God's attention. And so the way to do that is to keep it going round the clock. So now, if you can't fill every single hour, that's understandable. But if people can gather together and you can say, okay, I'll take the morning, I'll pray in the morning. Would you please pray at noon? Would you please pray at six? Would you please pray at midnight? Would you please pray at 3 a.m. if you wake up? That is very, very powerful. We know like the priests, our clergy do the divine office. You know, why is there set prayers at certain times? There's a reason. There's a reason things are, God is a very, he's all about order. He's very legalistic in that sense. Okay. And so the times that we live in and the time that we have to work within is very important. And so when we set aside and we say, okay, this is so important, I'm going to set the alarm and wake up at 3 a.m. and I'm going to say a decade of the rosary. It makes a difference. You will see that, and it's interesting because I'm going back to this movie that Michael McCall found for us on the internet. It's called Breakthrough. It was very interesting in the movie. People gathered together. They were praying round the clock, and then they started to just slow up a little bit because they were getting a little tired. And the mother said, no, we need more prayer. Now let's ramp it up. Now let's even go longer and harder and stronger. And then they saw the breakthrough. So I don't know if that helps, Wilma. Wilma, does that kind of answer your question?
Well, what if we can't get people to pray overnight, though?
Well, what you want to do then is I would definitely have masses said. If you can't get people to say overnight, then you do what you can do with people around you during the daytime hours. What I would do, I know this sounds really strange, but it does work. I will tell you, I've seen it work. Play Gregorian chant throughout the evening, or play the rosary that is on YouTube and stuff. You can put it on a loop and keep it going and praying while you're sleeping. And I will tell you, there's a reason for that. It's the intention. I mean, obviously, if you need to get your sleep and everything, but it's the intention. I know people that actually will play that rosary all night long while they're sleeping for an intention. The next morning they wake up and there's been some forward movement in the positive direction for them. It's pretty incredible how God knows what we need, and we need to get our rest, and we can't always get groups of people together. But there's creative ways through technology we can also, or I know people that have online adoration on all night long as they're sleeping.
And while they sleep. Okay, that's mm-hmm. doable.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That's doable.
Yeah, actually,
okay, we have a couple of issues in our family, and it's just been ongoing,
mm-hmm.
and we could really use a breakthrough.
Absolutely. Well, and also ask them to possibly have online real-time adoration playing in all night long as they're sleeping. It's very powerful. God is willing to use every ounce of technology to reach us and connect with us to help us. I mean, He's on our side. We know that. We just have to tap into it. And the saints did it really well. That's why I love Catholic Radio. I think we're trying to help folks do that. And with programs like this, there you go. So we can do it. Wilma, thank you so much. I got the whole call in this time. I'm so happy. Thank you for calling in from Nova Scotia. Lee, I'm so sorry I won't get to you today. And I believe Wanda as well and the others. And there's also social media comments coming in. I'm so sorry. I didn't even get to Open Line Monday. Is this afternoon, 3 p.m. Father John Trigilio answers your questions on apologetics and much more. I wanted to highlight that, but I just did. I got it. I squeezed that in at the end of the show. So thank you so much for joining us on Miracle Monday. We'll do this again probably next month or in January. Thank you, Michael McCall, our producer. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Rich. Thank you to all the affiliates at Carry Take Two. God bless all of you until we meet again. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.